After spending $150 million, we have nothing in the sky. AT&T spent $40 and has Telstar up there. Now, it's the mismanagement of projects like this that we must avoid for the future. So we have put into effect a set of financial controls that requires that they lay out what they want the money for before we proceed. We just approved on August 11th this Titan III program. It's $808 million. For Titan III.
Mark Marietta. How'd that fella Dominic get it, do you figure?
Oh, hell, somebody in the Air Force undoubtedly gave it to him. Colorado's full of Air Force people, and there's a very close relationship with some of the Republicans out there, and I suspect that's what happened. I don't know this for a fact, and I really shouldn't make the accusation.
I wonder if there's any speculation in the stock as a result, I wonder.
Kenny O'Donnell told me yesterday he thought there had been. I haven't been able to even spend a moment.
Well, I tell you what I'd like to do... Bob, I'm going to have this press conference tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to get in on this. We'll get into this. I wonder if you could send me over, have somebody over there prepare a memorandum on what we're doing about the military aspect of space and how we've stepped up the program. Because part of this is due to what I think was the unwise press conference of Webb, in which they tried to poo-poo too much what the Russians were doing instead of just saying, yeah, we're behind, here's what we're doing.
Yes.
But I think if we can get into this question of what the... What we are doing in space militarily, what the requests are, and whatever else I might need for even an opening statement or a request. Now, do you have any objection if I talk to Zuckett and just say that
I'd be delighted to have you.
Okay, good. Right on.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I get Secretary Zuckett, please?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Get out of it that way. I mean, they may be able to force us to do something that we don't think is wise by doing it this way.
No,
we'll just take it away from the Air Force and then someplace else.
I think
I find that tendency in those fellows over there all the time. We have more trouble with them than we do both the other services together, because they're so used to playing this game that they just don't understand that it's very self-defeating and that you know, you're running it and Bob McNamara's running it, and that their attempts to try to club us, they can win and get something more out of us on this area, and then we'll take it out of them some other place, if they could just understand that.
I know, you're just incurring a hell of a lot of resentment, that's all.
Yeah, okay, good, find it, right. Troutman's in the other room. He's resigning today. It seems to me that we'd be better off not to have Troutman resigning and appoint this Negro the same day, because it will then, I would think, sort of look like we've gotten rid of a Southerner and sort of accentuate our problem. Was it possible, therefore, that we announce Troutman today and this other fellow next week?
Well, you're going to have all kinds of heat every day you wait. Now,
well, it's all right with me. The only thing is, it seemed to me that Troutman has become such a figure of controversy that when we put him out, that when he resigns...
What do you think about doing it tomorrow?
Well, as long as there's an interval.
That's right. Do it
about tomorrow Friday
morning and let him do it.
Well, we can do Troutman...
I've got a big committee meeting, see, and I want this fella, Ken showed me it'd be done Monday.
Well, you see,
so
we
called a committee meeting for Wednesday.
I see. Well, Troutman has evidently been more difficult than... Now, why don't we just put Troutman out today and this other fellow then tomorrow? These are 24 hours different.
I'd put Troutman out for the afternoon papers. Now, incidentally, Troutman's report is a good one.
That's right.
Troutman's a pure victim of hate Atlanta.
Right.
That's all.
That's right.
He's done a good job.
Right.
He talked a little bit peculiar at times. You know that problem, but we all have that sometimes.
Yeah.
But I read his report last night, and he's done a hell of a good report.
Right.
I think you can sincerely tell him that you think so.
Can we? Do you have any objection to that report being put out?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
It ought to be.
Okay.
We're going to take it up tomorrow, and I'm going to commend him at the committee, but I'm going to have this Negro there. And after all, the Southerner's not going to get mad at the Negro. The Negro is from Wayne County, Detroit, but he was born in the South, and he's the ablest man they got, and he deals with all of them satisfactorily.
Good. Okay. Fine.
be with you in just a moment, Senator.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. President, how are you, sir?
You're a man of your word.
Well, thank you, sir.
You got that bill on in great shape.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
I want to tell you, I appreciate it very much.
We'd have gotten it.
Sam Gallo with Warner Brothers in Hollywood calling you.
Okay.
Thank you. Mrs. Lincoln. In the meantime, I have Miss Kallenberg in protocol calling you.
Okay.
Ready.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Kallenberg.
Hello. Thank you for the books.
Oh, did you get them?
Yes, I did. They'll be on the plane.
Oh, good.
Now I have gifts for the Prime Minister Williams of Trinidad and Tobago, and we're going to do the papers again, you know,
of
Franklin Adams and so on. And a silver disco on it. And I'm silver disco on it, but
sending you a memo
on the essence. Time is of the essence about the desk set. So is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
So, all right, I'll go ahead on that. And I'll send you the memo so you'll have all the dope on it here.
Oh, good.
The dope
okay.
on it here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
For my
thanks an awful lot.
Thanks.
Thanks an awful lot.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Waiting.
Hello?
Mr. Mr. Stanley Tredick with Look Magazine calling.
Okay.
Mrs. Lincoln, sir.
Hi, Stan.
Mrs. Lincoln, how are you?
Fine.
Fine. Listen, did you know about, you know, our editorial director, Mr. Mission, and Laura seeing the president the other day, didn't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, they indicated, you know, they asked him directly again about the John Jr. thing, and he said that, you know, possibly up in Newport he would do it.
Uh-huh.
And then he further said, I think he said to Laura, he looked over and he said something about he'd have to check with the missus first. Well, I know she's not going to be back this weekend.
No, no, I would suggest that, of course, he is going to see John.
Yeah, well, the thing was that I just heard about this a few minutes ago, and I was just, you know, I don't know.
I don't think he'll be wanting to take pictures this weekend.
Okay.
Well, you know, he's going to go up to the Cape to see his father.
Yeah, I understand that.
And it might just be a very short time that he spends with John this weekend.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'd only need a short time, really.
Yeah,
need a short.
That's a short. Well, yeah. Well, and I think he's going to be out on the boat, and it'll perhaps be on Sunday, and he wouldn't want to be taking pictures on Sunday.
That he don't think he'll see John on Saturday.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought he was going to, oh, he won't go up there, then later on Saturday until.
No, he's going to go to the Cape first.
Yeah.
See, John's at Newport.
But then he's going to go Saturday, too. He's going to Newport.
Yeah, maybe in the evening. Yeah,
I understand.
It may not be till Sunday. It may not be till Sunday morning.
Oh, I understand. I'm sorry. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that he did tell him that he thought he'd do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
He just like you said all along, you know.
Yeah.
He said, he's a psychic.
Uh-huh.
And so I just was, I just don't want to leave any stuff. I would like to, in other words, available if he wanted to do it, if he doesn't, you know,
Can I tell you, Stan?
Well,
why don't you not do it this weekend, nor the next one, because the next one, because they'll be coming back from Italy, coming back, and I imagine they might like to have a sort of weekend.
Oh, well, I'll do it.
We can do it
any
weekend.
Well, I'll
the
do it anytime he says. Do any, you know, the thing is, sort of like to know for myself. No, maybe, you know, wing to and just sort of when he thought he might. To give me an indication of it.
Well, if he wants to check with her, you see,
check with
her.
Yeah.
I think if we were to ask him, say, after Labor Day, which weekend would you like for Stan to go up or something like that?
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And then we could sort of check it out.
Well, would you think it'd be okay if I sent him a note after this weekend?
Yeah.
And say, when do you think you would like to do it?
Yeah.
The best time, because I think he really does want to do it.
Oh, I think he does, too, and I think it'd be a terrific story.
No, listen, your story just looks wonderful. It really does.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It just looks wonderful.
Oh.
It's in, and, you know, I guess, did Laura show you the final layout on it, or?
No, just a picture. Yeah.